oak tree DNA. A long, long time ago, in a world that would be unrecognizable to us today, during a period of rapid evolution and branching off of many species, oak trees came into existence. During their evolution, coding was laid down in DNA, carrying the information that future generations of oak trees would need to sprout roots, grow trunks, limbs, branches, and leaves. Encrypted instructions for how to follow the family pattern of great strength and longevity. It was about 60 million years ago that oak trees developed their characteristic pattern of how to arrange their green canopy of leaves to efficiently harvest photons from the sun, with which they manufacture food for themselves and sustain the thousands of life forms that live in, on, and among their roots, their bark, their branches, and their leaves. Today, the family of trees we know as oak have adapted to survive in almost every kind of habitat, from thin mountain soils to dry rocky flatlands and wet coastal swamps. Each species with a unique character, perfectly adapted to their particular ecological niche. There are now as many as 600 different species of oak around the world, some native to North America, others to Asia, and several that are specific to Europe. Most of us know that there are two types of oak in Ireland, the sessile oak, Quercus petraea, and the pedunculate oak, Quercus robur. Both qualify as the tallest growing and longest living of Ireland's native woodland trees. We also know, through pollen records, when they established themselves in Ireland, not long after the ice sheets melted, about 10,000 years ago. Oak trees weren't the first trees to arrive to these shores. First came birch, followed by hazel, pine, rowan, and willow. Only after these pioneering trees had transformed the barren post-glacial landscape into a more hospitable one, were oak trees able to make themselves at home here. But what we didn't know until fairly recently is where these oak trees came from and how they got here, their lineage, so to say. Now scientists looking at oak tree DNA have been able to investigate the genetic characteristics of oak trees in Ireland and to trace the origin of Irish oaks, thanks to a DNA fingerprinting technique. Samples were taken from oak trees across the length and breadth of Ireland, from Antrim to Kerry and Wicklow to Galway. They even took a sample from the ancient Brian Boru oak in East County Clare, among the most venerated of Irish oaks. Comparing the chloroplast DNA with that of sessile and pedunculate oak trees from all across Europe, it became apparent that Ireland's native oak populations originated in the north of Spain. There even seems to be a special link with Galicia in the most northwesterly corner of Spain. This is where many of the plants and animals that were exiled by 100,000 years of glaciation found refuge, while most of northern Europe was under ice. And when the glaciers eventually melted, it was from these refugia that many species made their way back north. Acorns, carried by squirrels and jays, no doubt, rooting in each step of the way, spread rapidly northwards, hugging Atlantic coastlines up through France, and somehow hopping from there over to the southern bits of Ireland. These oaks soon settled in and became the nobility of Irish woodlands, covering almost this whole island with their canopies for tens of thousands of years. Together with their compatriots, elm, ash, pine, holly, hazel, rowan, birch, and hawthorn, among others, these oak woods are the natural climax cover of most of this Emerald Isle. Their generous and strong nature has nurtured and sheltered many, the thousands of other organisms that have come to depend on oak. Fungal mycorrhizae thread through their sprawling roots, keeping them connected with the wood wide web, mingling with the millions of creatures who inhabit the depths of woodland soils. On their branches grow lichens, mosses and ferns, habitats unto themselves, like horizontal hanging gardens. Oak trees are the hosts for several species of well-organized ants, gregarious hoverflies, colourful shield bugs, and an array of both social and solitary bees. And of course, the gentle lapping wings of many beautiful butterflies and moths. Birds of every shape and size are housed and fed by the generous hospitality of the oak. Whiskered shrews and wood mice clamber about among the woodland lairs, as do squirrels and badgers and foxes too. Humans are also beneficiaries of oak's generous nature. Without them, Ireland wouldn't be half as bountiful as it is today. But today, oaks are being exiled again, not by ice sheets, but by humans, our tarmacadam, and our grazing animals. And so I give thanks to these forebears, the continuity of generations and the genetic master plan of their DNA, their leafy canopies cleverly harvesting this midsummer sunlight. And I code my own wish that we give our oaks the space that their great legacy deserves.